Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Yunis Khan's 24th Test century and a half century from Asad Shafiq helped Pakistan recover from a poor first session to close day one of the first Test against Sri Lanka on 261 for four. After a delayed start due to a wet outfield, Pakistan limped to lunch to 59 for three before Yunis's 133 not out, a doughty 31 from captain Misbahul Haque, and 55 not out from Asad Shafiq guided them to a much stronger position. In the course of his 228 ball innings, Yunis moved into joint second place in Pakistan's list of Test century makers alongside Mohammad Yusuf, and his century partnership with Misbah was the 50th such stand of his Test career. Misbah himself has now shared in 10 of them, and his 100 ball innings helped begin the recovery after Damaka Prasad and Rangana Herath had given Sri Lanka a fine start in the morning after they lost the toss. The ICC has completed its review of the James Anderson-Ravindra Jadeja hearing and decided against appealing the Judicial Commissioner's decision. The ICC had until this Sunday to decide whether to appeal to their decision to clear both players of breaching the ICC Code of Conduct during an incident at Trent Bridge. The ICC Chief Executive David Richardson confirmed that the ICC is satisfied with the outcome of the hearing and will not be taking any further action. The decision to not appeal means that the case, which saw Anderson stand accused of a breach of Level 3 of the Code of Conduct and Jadeja fined for a breach of Level 1, which was lifted on appeal, is now closed one day before England and India meet in the fourth Test at Old Trafford.